tuned in to Tuesday Talk with Liz on Audibly Legible Radio, presented by Simplecast.
Welcome back. Hey, Liz.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm well.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was wonderful. We hope you guys tuned into the Happy Friendsgiving episode of Audibly Legible Radio. We're in the middle of adding a lot of new things for the new year and coming into the new year. So just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Lots of exciting things coming your way.
Yes, yes.
From us here at Audibly Legible Radio, the Montoyas. So we did want to talk to you. We missed you all.
Yes.
And we hope that every single one of you had a great Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, giving.
Wherever you guys were.
Wherever you were.
Yeah.
Yes. We hope you were surrounded by family, friends, and tons of love.
We got the chance to get away and be with family out of state. And we were practicing all safety habits within the constraints of the COVID. And but it was so great to be with family. And there's just nothing like having that element. Everything that goes along with the cooking and the entertainment. It's, you can't get that in the same way from anywhere else.
Nowhere else. Sorry. I was just reading a message from my brother. That's who we spent Thanksgiving with. And to be honest, I was just excited that we got to go to Colorado, which was absolutely beautiful. And when we landed, there was snow everywhere.
Which you guys, she hasn't experienced. For those of you guys who have been following me on my adventure through the battles I fought and won, you guys know that that's pretty much where we are right now. I used to live in Colorado in late 99, early 2000. And yeah, and up till 2004. And when I moved back to California to be with my son. So for me to be able to share, even though it wasn't the same area that I grew up in, it was south of where I was at. I shouldn't say grew up in that, but that I was when I got married the first time. It was south of there significantly, but it was a place that I had visited and loved, and I fell in love again all over, especially with the family unit. excuse me, getting a little choked up thinking about it. But seriously, like, to have that family unit, it's something that I haven't been used to for a long time. And to be here with my wife, you know, Mrs. Montoya, and be out with her, with the family, it meant everything.
So I'm gonna do a shout out, if you don't mind, babe.
Sure.
So his name is Chuck. He's my youngest brother, and his wife Belinda. I love you guys both so much, and I just want to put it out there that your hospitality was just beyond, above and beyond what we even expected.
I mean, it was very cathartic. You know, if you guys don't know what that word means, look up the word cathartic, and you'll get some kind of definition to what we're trying to describe right now. Because you know, the thing about a family is that nothing's perfect about it. It's constantly being worked at. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, whether you've been there a long time or you're someone like me that's just coming in, you know, late and just meeting people for the first time. I just want you to know that you should always go forward and make the attempt no matter what. Be honest with yourself. It's easy to be honest with yourself And, you know, by contrast, you'll be able to do that with others. Sometimes being too honest isn't always the best thing, and knowing how to be reserved is an exercise that even I myself need to practice more often. And I learned that this weekend. So, you know, yeah, we want to say thank you, Chuck and Melinda, so much for having us out there. We really appreciate you guys. It was just great. It was amazing.
And what I wanted to say was, they're a mixed family, you know. She, Belinda was married before and had 4 children of her own. And Chuck, my brother, had 6 children of his own. So combined between the two of them, 10 kids. 10 kids that they packed up and moved to Colorado with. And
you can imagine, like, there's, you know, without getting into specific to the dynamics of it, because we want them to be able to tell their own story. We're going to actually bring them in. We haven't figured out the dynamics, whether or not if it's going to be a new program or if something that we do on this program. Mm-hmm. But the aim is to reach out to those those blended families, right? Those ones that have 2 families already, and they're trying to integrate those 2 families together. And you know, you see a lot of scripted television or so-called reality series about these things, but the truth of the matter is there's a lot of depth that goes into it. And having been a part of it this weekend, you know, it was overwhelming. It was just so just textured to be there. And, you know, my family situation wasn't as vast and diverse. It was a little bit more secluded, and there was definitely a generational gap. So it was something else to be a part of. And you know, I look forward to being a part of it further.
Yeah, we did a lot of cooking. There was a lot of baking. My brother made homemade pies. He baked his pumpkins like a week before and froze them. And then when we got there, he took it all out and got his pumpkins together. Belinda just, oh my gosh, that was just so much food. It was incredible. This was the first year in many years, I would say over the last 35 years maybe, that I didn't have to cook Thanksgiving. I'm usually the one that cooks it all and everybody comes over, but I did make my dad's famous stuffing, so it was just, I can't even express it. It was just so amazing, just awesome, and I just want to thank them again for making us feel so welcome, and for welcoming my husband into our family. My brother Chuck called him his new little big brother. That's what he called Desmond, my new little big brother. And he just said that because Desmond's so tall. So to me, it was, it's the branch, you know, the olive branch, and making sure that my husband felt like he was part of the family, in which every single person there did. Absolutely. All my nieces, my nephews.
Without exception. I'm just, It was so good for me personally. I mean, you know, with the exception of my dad and my oldest brother, I don't really have a lot of family that I feel absolutely close to, you know, that I could reach out to, call, and I know they'll answer the phone. And so I don't know. A lot of it's difficult for people to take exception or be like, oh, I don't. It's hard for me to understand that, because that's something I've always grown up with. And to think about, like, those who haven't been with that kind of, you know, social situation or that family situation. That's something to also think about. Those are the people to think about maybe during the holidays, you know, because for a reason to reach out. You know, we were in these lockdown again for another 3 weeks out here in Vegas. So, you know, do your absolute best to be good to the people around you, not just your family, but everyone that you see wherever you happen to be at when you are out, you know?
It's just about being connected, you know, family, friends. I'm reconnected with all my nieces and nephews now. It was just, you know, when they left, they were all still so young. And to go back and see the grown men now, and my nieces are married and have children, and my nephews married and have children, and it was just it's awesome to see it, and it's just awesome to know that my husband now has a new hat other than being a husband. He's a brother-in-law, he's a new uncle, he's a great uncle. So to see his face and all of that was just it's heartwarming to know that my family's still like that, you know. And I wanted to share that experience with him to let him know that, you know, I'm not the only person that loves him in the world.
So thank you guys again. We really want to just express our thanks. You know, we just got back. So this is the episode literally the weekend after, Thanksgiving Thursday. And so just, you know, so that you guys know, you know, there is a slight potential that Out of Blue Legible Radio might have a new home in Colorado, but, to be continued on that. So I'm not going to go into depth about that.
And if you've never been to Colorado, my brother lives in Colorado Springs. And my two nephews, Kevin and Daniel, took us on a drive on the backside of the Rockies on Friday.
Yeah.
On Friday. And just to see it in its own element with the wild buffalo and
a pronghorn and the deer, and it
was majestic. All I can think of was majestic.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful country, you know, and so it's just something that we're pondering, you know, and
Desmond's afraid I'm not going to like the cold.
I mean, she experienced the cold out there. I mean, it was cold, right?
It was very cold. Like, we went to a little town called Manitou. And I do have to say, I had sweats and everything on, but and a jacket and a scarf, but I literally was freezing. We were right down at the base of the peak. What is
it? Yeah, I forget the...
Pike's Peak. We were down Pike's at the Peak. Bottom of Pike's Peak, and the air come, the wind coming off of that mountain, and
yeah, the sun was behind it, so it was cold. There's still snow on the mountain, fresh snow from, you know, a couple days before, day before, and so yeah, I mean it was
it's like
cold.
You know you're cold when your words are, and your hands are shaky, and your legs are shaky, and your feet are frozen, yeah. And all you want to do is get back in the car. So no warm apple cider or any of those things warmed this girl up. I just wanted to get in the car and told my brother, please turn the heater on. I'm freezing to death. But I'm assuming that living out there, I'm not going to be outside every day.
Yeah, I mean, more often than not, you have, you know, preemptive strikes,
yeah.
So to speak.
I mean, living here in Vegas and we're summertime, it's 120 degrees outside. It's not like I'm out there because you all know I work from home, so I'm in a temperature environment.
Right, which we would probably, you know, be just like I'm doing right here with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so there would be no problem with being able to maintain the programs that we have. So yeah, and that was another cool thing, is that we got to share some of that with the everyone out there. We took some stickers and some business cards, and you know, the thing about the network that we have provided now is it's a little something for everybody, right? I feel like this program's geared to the adults, right? And I'm sure there's other generations that are probably listening and taking something from this or mocking it or whatever, and that's fine, you know? But, I feel like we're trying to cross a lot of different generational gaps, and so, you know, even just with this new program that we're going to be having on Sunday, adding more than one program each day is going to be more of the way that we're going to be adding more entertainment for you. And I'm going to be taking on more of a program director role with regards to finding out which programs go well in which time slots, and what, you know, depending on geographically where you guys are at, because we have listeners literally, how many countries are we in now?
49.
We're in 49 countries. Yes. Around the world, you guys.
Yes.
49. Okay, I mean, that we were just literally 40, not just a couple weeks ago. And so my thing is, something's happening here, right? And we just want to, you know, here. So since we are, you know, let's take the time to add, you know, because we've given shouts out. We have a program that I did. Let's, since you, I think you have those right there. Uh-huh. We're going to go ahead and find the countries, you know, the new countries that we're in, and, you know, give you guys a shout out as well on this program for the new listeners. And of course, everyone in the U.S., thank you guys so much. But of course, we have to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, sincerely, to everybody listening in India. You guys are by far making us rock stars out here. I mean, look, we're not getting paid or nothing. You don't hear any ads on here. Like, that's not what none of this is about. We're just here to lend some kind of experience. You know, being who I am as an artist and an influencer and, you know, I guess pseudo entrepreneur, I just want to help people learn how to help themselves. And, you know, that's what this whole thing is about. You know, that might even become a whole nother program. Who knows? But right now, that's really what this entire Audibly Legible Radio Network is about, is trying to provide some kind of quality entertainment and cross boundaries with, you know, and help those out that don't really, you know, that just maybe need a bigger platform to be able to be heard from.
So it's 46 countries.
Okay.
So, forgive me if I don't pronounce them correctly. So it's the Republic of Mozambique.
Yes, Mozambique.
These are new. These are within the last month.
Right,
since we've mentioned them before. The Kingdom of Bahrain.
Bahrain, let me see.
It's right underneath Kenya.
The Kingdom of Bahrain, Bahrain. And then
Macedonia.
Well, we've had Macedonia, of course. Shout out Macedonia. Shout out Poland. Shout out to the Republic of Maldives. Korea, Japan, Tunisia, Austria, Angola, Serbia. We want to shout out Serbia. You guys are rocking with us as well. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You guys are coming in hot. The Republic of Zambia. Singapore.
I do have to say, Desmond got a text today. They told Desmond that we were like, kind of like very famous in Paris today.
And, something of celebrities.
Right. And I told him I don't even see us as that. I just see us as a husband and a wife reaching out to everyone. There's no color boundaries. There's no language boundaries. I mean, he was talking with this to this gentleman today in German.
Yeah, I was. This kid reached out to me, and you know, I think before he went to sleep, and was like, "I'm a rapper, you know." And do you know other rappers? And he's like, "Who do you know?" And so I was gonna tell him about us. So I mentioned Cola Crew, Weapon of the Masses, Stand and Deliver Collective, Project Blowed. And I haven't heard anything back from him yet, so I'm assuming when he wakes up, I'll hear something, and we'll be able to correspond. I want to maybe hook him up with the guys, or maybe even, you know, if he's got flows, and do something with him myself.
So I want to go back on what.
Not that I wouldn't. Like, I mean, that's not good. Like I wouldn't. I would still hook him up with, you know, the guys. Like. Regardless, it, you know, like, but let them determine what I mean, you know, if he's dope or not. I don't want that to come off weird. But yes, so.
So I want to go back where Desmond was talking about our new episode. And we always want somebody else's perspective on things. It's not just about what we think or what we feel. That's why we're always reaching out to everyone out there that listens to, whether it's Tuesday Talk with Liz, our Inspirational Sundays, Friday Night Features, Battles I've Fought and Won, whatever it is that you're listening to, if you have feedback and you want us to
correspond
with you, with anything that we're doing, we're always open.
So just reach, and that's why we open the platforms that we have. We have the Audibly Legible Radio listeners on Facebook. We also have the Audibly Legible Radio network group page. So there's a lot of ways for you guys to reach out to us and, you know, let us know how we're doing. And if there's anything you want to contribute, as a matter of fact, we've got an abundance of that right now, like, and it's great. And I've actually been contributing again too. Shouts out to my Weapon of the Masses family and all of my Cola Crew heads, the Poetic Prophets. I got to finally hear some stuff that these guys have put out, and it is just bananas. Like, you guys are going to be hearing it eventually, but it's just absolutely phenomenal what they're doing. So I think the other thing I think I wanted to talk about was the food. You guys, I and for those of you, I'm sorry if there's anybody out here that's listening that's less fortunate, they couldn't have anything to eat during the holiday, or didn't have much to eat. There's always ways to, you know, make the best of whatever you have. And I was just fortunate to be in a place where I've always had to do the most with less, you know, in my adult life, that is. When I was young, things were in abundance, but that's usually the way it is, right? And so, when I got older, you know, I just adopted the whole philosophy of less is more. And to be able to be to eat like the thing, I mean, my wife is a phenomenal individual. Like, let's just separate that first. But then on top of that, she is an amazing cook. And so she got to bring you know, as she said earlier, and contribute her the lineage of something that she was taught by her father to her family, which was a request. That was the whole, you know, reason why we were there. And it was so good. And to be there, you guys just, what, you know, it, love and food and family all kind of go hand in hand, you know. I remember when I was young, sitting inside the kitchen just watching my parents cook or my mom cook, and everybody just hanging out talking. And if this isn't something that's normal in your house, try to just make it happen, you know. Start something. If you feel something inside that's missing, go looking for it. You know, it isn't gonna appear out of nowhere unless you go make an conscious effort to find it.
That's where we sat back, Des and I, and watched the family dynamics with my brother and his wife and the children. I do want to do a little shout out with Crystal and Christy and David and Kevin. Isaac, I missed you. He's in the Air Force. And he's in boot camp right now, so I didn't get to see him. Chucky was in California, so I didn't get to see Chucky. Isaiah, Daniel, Sierra, and Chelsea. And hey, Alex, Clarissa, Jenny.
We also Savannah. Want to say shout out to, you know, Timmy and Tamara.
And the girls. And Mr. Casey and Ruby. We just wanted to make sure that you know that we were thinking about you and that we love you all. But this is what me and Desmond were doing. We were sitting there and we were watching the dynamics of this entire family. And that's where we came up with my brother and his wife, and doing a show with them so that they can tell their story. And it wasn't an easy, it's not in an their easy words. One in their words.
And this is, you know, I don't know if they're going to put together any script that we, you know, we haven't discussed anything like that yet. I don't see that. Like, I think it's just going to be them telling their story for the most part. So we're going to probably get to get it set up so that we can have Zoom meetings. We will, of course, extract the audio from those Zoom meetings and then put them on here for you guys to, for a program.
And again, it's for the listeners too, just so that you know that life is not always easy. And the way that that house was ran, you could tell it was hard at the beginning. But what we saw was just absolutely a well-oiled machine. It was just beautiful.
It was something else. And, you know, again, you know, we realize that anything that is worth having comes with work and effort. And just kudos to the both of you, Chuck and Belinda. Thank you again for everything.
And I do want to say one more thing. I did say with Belinda, even though my six nieces and nephews were not her biological children, but she was in every single one of them. And I want to thank her for being such an awesome mother. Thank you again. This is Tuesday Talk with Liz. Don't forget to live, love, and laugh.